a little bit early this morning, I have Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol with me. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Welcome to the chaos. It's a holiday week. You know, why not?
You know, it wouldn't be a day if there wasn't.
So. You got to have a little chaos in life, right? It's what keeps it exciting.
Yes.
All right. So what are we chatting about today? What do you got for me?
Well, we've got the 4th of July weekend coming up, so we're going to talk about that.
Making good decisions for the holiday weekend.
Overall, just driving safely, knowing that it's going to be a busy weekend. The 4th of July weekend is one of the busiest travel times throughout the year. AAA forecasts that over 70 million people will be out on the road, and that includes over 3.5 million Ohioans. So there's going to be a lot of people out there driving, so make sure that you're paying attention. Make sure that you're being careful while you're driving and making good decisions, your motto.
Don't set off fireworks in your truck and make the OSP helicopter come around or any of that.
Yes, come back with all your fingers. Make sure that you're the same on Sunday as you were on Friday.
Thursday.
Thursday, yes.
Let's just take it a whole day earlier. The same as you were on Thursday. But, you know, you guys are going to be looking for people who are drinking and driving, and you're going to be out on the road. You want the roads to be safe with that many people. That's why I'm staying home.
Right, so plan ahead. If you want to go out and you want to have fun, make sure that you have a designated driver or you plan to stay wherever you're going so that we're not drinking and driving. Make sure that you're wearing your seatbelt, importantly, when you're going from A to B and making those good decisions. And
plan ahead because you're going to need extra time because there's going to be people looking around, not knowing where they're going.
Right. There's going to be a lot of people out and about, and there's going to be a lot of people traveling. So they might not be from this area, and they might not know where they're going. So make sure that you're paying attention. And
they might stop, and and without warning, and you got to pay attention.
Yep. And knowing that in this area in particular, there's going to be a lot of tourists coming to the area on their 4-day weekends. So
a lot of bicycles.
They're not going to know the community. They're not going to know how to get around these roadways and what to expect on the roadways. So make sure that you are paying attention. If you're riding an e-bike or if you're out and about, make sure that you're being courteous to those other vehicles and have it in the back of your mind like, hey, they might not know how to travel these roadways. So I might need to be a little bit more aware of my surroundings.
Wear your visibility colors. Use your arm signals.
Yep, visibility colors, arm signals. Make sure you're wearing your helmet. Those kind of things.
Gotta be smart. It looks like it's going to be nice weather, so I think it'll bring even more people out.
That would be nice. Would be nice. They can come down here and enjoy the area, and overall have a good weekend. So.
And if you see a state trooper, wave at them and smile and follow the rules.
Wave with all five fingers. We do appreciate that, and we're out there, and
they're all really nice when you talk to them.
Well,
say hi.
We're all really nice all the time. Not even when you talk to us, but no.
Well, I mean, how are they going to be know if you're nice if they don't talk to you?
But yeah, come in. If you see one of us out and about, make sure that you say hi and come and talk to us. And once again, as I always do like to say on here, if you do want to know what we do, if you're interested in joining the Ohio State Highway Patrol, come up to the Worcester Post and do a ride-along. And if you want to schedule one of those, go ahead and call 330-264-0575, and we'll get you set up, and you can come and join the best in Ohio.
So if you don't know what they do, you can find out. And I do believe you have a cruiser, speaking of the best in Ohio, I think there's like a cruiser contest that you guys are a part of also.
There is a cruiser contest thing. I'll get you that information so you can
go to their Facebook page and you'll find out.
Yes, it's right on there.
Ohio State Highway Patrol.
It has a picture with our Durango in front of a nice red barn with a big old American flag on it. And our canine Hope is on there. So she's our, what do they call those? A mental health and wellness canine is what she is. But no, Hope's very friendly, and hopefully she gets a lot of votes.
Oh, there you go. So head on out to their page and give them a little votey vote.
Yeah, but overall, have a safe weekend. Make sure that you're keeping those phones down, wearing those seat belts, not speeding, and you know, be safe.
Make good decisions. Great weekend for that. A super great weekend for that. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining with us. That was Lieutenant Christian Perrin with the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. And we're going to take a quick moment here, and we'll be back with a hometown news.